This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners. A couple episodes back, we crossed a very important milestone. 250 episodes. 250 episodes. That's almost 250 different search terms, 250 deep dives down different dirty rabbit holes, and probably triple that number of porn videos that we've considered, watched, reviewed, and/or rejected so that you didn't have to. Frankly, my genitals and my eyeballs are a little sore from it all. Thank you. Thank you to those of you who have been with us since the beginning. Oh my God, that's wild to imagine. Thank you to those of you who are new to the show and just joining. Thank you to those of you who treat us like part-time lovers. You're not listening to every episode as soon as it comes out, but maybe you pop by for a quickie every now and again. That's honestly perfectly fine by us. We're proud of our show and our humble efforts to dismantle shame, destigmatize sex work, spread sex positivity throughout the land, and hopefully bring more pleasure and joy to the masses. Hey, you know, by the way, if you're ever looking for a way to commemorate your fanship or to support us in making another 250 episodes, oh my God, is that possible? Is there even enough porn to sustain us? We have a Patreon. You've heard me talk about it. You can subscribe for as low as $3 a month. And we have perks like merchandise discounts. Did you know we have merchandise? Blooper reels, extra clip reviews. Thirst traps seem to be very popular. And we've even started a series that we call The Pre-Cum, which is basically a bonus podcast. Rachel and I hop on before we record our episodes, and we shoot the shit about our latest sexual adventures and also answer questions submitted by listeners like you. That's right. You can genuinely ask us anything, and we'll honestly probably respond. We've yet to encounter a question we couldn't handle. Gauntlet thrown, famous last words. You can find us at patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bang.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a sophomoric little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Talk about a commuter rail. Two men were caught in New York having sex on top of a moving 7 train. MTA communications director Tim Mitten commented to The City, "The only thing dumber than getting on top of a subway train is dropping pants in the process." Mr. Mitten fails to realize that being smart is lower on Maslow's hierarchy of needs than getting dick down on the subway.
Speaking of getting caught, two male humpback whales were photographed doing their best impression of two guys on top of a 7 train. Photos of these queens is the first time humpback whales have ever been photographed copulating, which is huge for the community. The scientists who wrote about the incident state that while homosexual behavior is common in the animal kingdom, why these lovebirds were having sex is the million-dollar question. As the self-proclaimed queen of butt stuff, inquire within to find out.
Oh no, I can't be horny on Facebook anymore. You heard right, Facebook is banning sexual emojis, including the peach and eggplant. Facebook's move is an attempt to minimize sexual language that can be used for solicitation. This isn't the first time Facebook has gone after the peach, though, as they've previously changed the emoji's appearance to make it less bootylicious. For those of us who can use horny emoji for good, this is a devastating blow. But honestly, I can make any emoji horny if I need to. Onto the cucumber, carrot, and apple, I guess.
According to research by Epifair, between 2010 and 2022, the number of French men getting vasectomies has risen from 1,940 to 30,288. Outside of condom usage, this is currently the only alternative form of contraception available to people with penises. Epidemiologist with Epifair, Nomi Rowland, commented that using vasectomies this way gives men an opportunity to share the burden of contraception. As the French are wont to do, they already have a name for this phenomenon. It's called le snip snip.
So today's topic is a bait and switch.
Yes.
Our favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
When it comes to gay stuff.
Yeah.
So if you were a lady listener thinking, ooh, I don't know if I want to do frat stuff because it might be all about dubious consent. It is.
It is.
But don't worry, we're just talking about boys on boys.
Yes.
And therefore that's okay with us.
Which is even better. And you know what? I will go into that deeper.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Because I love frat porn. I love it. And I love it for a bunch of reasons. I think the feminist in me loves to see, or I don't know, or just, I mean, yeah, I think I feel safe watching it because I know it's not putting a woman in danger and having a man maybe violated doesn't bother me.
Okay, I'm gonna throw you a bone here.
Thank you.
We have discovered over the course of this podcast that one of the hottest things in porn is dubious consent.
Yes, exactly.
Dubious consent walks the fine line of consensual non-consent,
right,
which is to say that it pokes at that taboo.
Uh-huh.
I thought when we explored other topics that dealt with dubious consent,
right,
I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be into this. For example,
right,
stuck porn is one of the episodes I talk about all the time as being like, I thought I was going to hate it because it was going to be rapey.
Yes.
But when you do it right and it's self-aware,
it
leans into a taboo in a way that, like, we can do in the fantasy space and we can do in real life with, like, very clear communication about consent and how we're navigating our safe words, et cetera, et cetera. But the reason it's hot, the very reason that it's hot in the porn space is that we can play with the possibility of pushing boundaries.
Exactly.
And that's where the heat exists.
Yes.
Right? So as a gay man watching this porn, as a woman watching gay porn, what is hot is specifically poking at the thing that we all sort of explored or questioned or felt scared of in our, like, adolescence. So, like, some of us were like, what if I was able to fuck the hot, very straight jock?
Right.
It's the same reason that, like, straight porn in the gay space is about converting, is about that same dubious consent of, like, how do I seduce the straight guy? How do we get two frat guys to fuck?
Right.
When it's, they would theoretically be very, very straight and opposed to that.
Right. To be clear, like, none of this is actually, like, violating or, you know what I mean? Like, it's not.
These are consenting performers performing a fantasy.
But it is, it is. It's fantasy. And the thing specifically about frat for me is that, you know, throughout, you know, my life, the idea of, like, frat boys in my mind were like the popular guys, the football players, the whatever, like the broest of the bros, this hyper masculine image.
Yes.
And to, like, flip the script and subvert it and have it be like they're actually, like, fucking each other.
To make those Ken dolls fuck is hot.
Is hot. And then
also,
but also adding the layer of them kind of not wanting to do it is hot. Like, like the dubious consent of it all, of being like, there is an element of, like, we're just doing this because, like, it's for money, or, like, we're just doing this for, like,
oh, bro.
Yeah, like, it's
no
not
homo
gay.
While
no
I suck
homo.
Your dick.
Yeah, it's not gay if, like, we don't kiss, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that added element of it is what makes it, because it's taboo.
Yes.
You know?
Also, part of what the taboo is doing is, like, playing with a danger that we all felt, that I think also gay men felt, that, like, frat guys are conventionally, like, what we think of a frat as doing is that hyper-masculinity. It creates a sort of, like, gang mentality.
Predatory.
Of, like, a homophobic thing.
Yes.
And also a predatory thing against women. Where, like, I'm going to a frat party, like, I've got my guard up, you know?
Oh, sure. Like, I had a friend.
Going to Colorado frats?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Like,
we all have horror stories.
We all have horror stories.
We all know
somebody that, like, some shit happened to.
Right.
the same way we all maybe had friends in those groups. Right. And we're like, hey, man, are you looking out for like what's happening behind closed doors kind of thing? So
to then
being
play
able
with
to
this,
play with that in a space where we're like, oh, it's fantasy, it's fun, it's safe. Yeah. Really,
it feels very satisfying.
It's very satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels very satisfying.
Yeah.
And I'm sure like if like the frat boys of like my yesteryear were to see this, they'd be like, no, we don't do that. You know, like,
but I have the stats, my friend. I have the stats to prove it. Actually, I will call out a sort of interesting study from the research that our lovely intern Matt provided. So there is actually a study from this is published in the Journal of American College Health.
Right.
About fraternity and sorority membership that concluded that, so actually this one is one thing. We've got a couple points here. Compared to non-sorority members, sorority members are more likely to engage in oral sex without a condom. Also, fraternity membership increases the probability of risky oral and anal sex. So we're operating with less protection. That was actually not the point I was going to make.
Okay.
But I started reading it and it was happening. And then there was another study on the effect of fraternity membership on perceived culpability for sexual assault. Males rated perpetrators as less guilty and victims as more culpable when the perpetrator was a fraternity member. So what this actually tells us is that there is a culture in these spaces that perpetuates sexual violence because we're inclined to say like, no, he probably didn't.
Oh, yeah.
He probably didn't.
Yeah.
Like basically what we saw is like you're more inclined to forgive the frat member or to assume the innocence of the frat member than just any other old guy.
Sure.
Which suggests that there is a culture of coercion.
Yeah.
Like suggests that like we're going to blame the victim and we're not going to blame or suspect
you're
frat member.
Set up to have people have your back. Like that's
exactly
like frat brother. You
like
know?
We are literally proving through this data that the camaraderie in the frat space is designed to hide that nefarious behavior.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean,
and like that's not even getting into the stats of like sexual assault in the frat space,
which is weird. I don't even want to, because I don't want to conflate the two. But yeah, I think that there's also an element to me that makes this hot of like the humiliation. Like to me, like things that are hot, I've never been into humiliation, but only when it comes to like seemingly straight men trying something queer for the first time.
Yes.
That's the only time that I'm like, oh, humiliation's doing something for me.
I see. Yes.
And it kind of reminds me of like anytime that there's a little bit of like, and this is going to sound bad, but like an element of like, I shouldn't be doing this. Mm-hmm. I know this is wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
that's taboo. Literally taboo. Yeah.
Like I really love, did you ever watch the Nymphomaniac movies?
Oh yeah.
So the first one where she's like trying to suck as many or hook up as many people on the train.
Mm-hmm.
And the last guy is like kind of like, I'm married. Like, please don't do this.
Yeah.
But like he still like gets hard and he calms her mouth, you know, and he's like kind of like crying.
Yeah.
That was like huge for me.
Seminal moment in your sexual development.
Yes, that was huge for me. And I sort of was like, what is that? You know, but I think it's like the idea that like, taboo. Like I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
But like that's also kind of what makes it hot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so like any sort of, and I also, another reason why I like watching like straight porn in the gay section or like, you know, straight guys.
Yes.
Like, I love watching guys that are like, you know, trying gay stuff for the first time, you know?
Yeah. But the same way we talked about like in the ignoring content or in the stuck porn content, like dubious consent works best.
Yes.
When there is an element of we shouldn't be doing this, but I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the spectrum of consent, I lean a little, like I don't like to go all the way to the place of like, I hate this and we're staying in the I hate this space so much as like, I'm not so sure, I'm into this.
Yeah.
And like seeing that shift within a porn is so hot. Like that's where a porn succeeds, is where we're like,
exactly,
bro, no homo. Exactly. It's really fucking good, man.
Yes.
Like that is where the hot exists.
Exactly. It's like
so that's
all of
why
my
it's dubious consent as opposed to full CNC.
Yes.
Or full just assault.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think of when I think of like those like weird like kinky, like, sex dreams that you get. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, those are where they're always at, where you're like, what if I, and then all
but
of a sudden
what
you're
if
like,
I did with yeah, this person? Yeah. Like, ooh, forbidden fruit, you know?
Yes.
Like, we all want the forbidden fruit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's why, and like, because just the idea of them in general, like them being, again, like I said, like a hyper-masculine thing, and like it's traditionally like only for men. And also the idea that it's called Greek life, like, pedastry yeah, and like homosexuality was like rife in yes, like ancient Greece,
yes,
you know?
The taboo writes itself.
Right.
Like, it's Greek.
It is insane.
What's Greeker yeah,
than fucking
your buddy?
Your friend, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so true.
Yeah.
Getting drunk and fucking your friend. Yeah, it's fascinating to me. I
yes,
did find some research that there is a specifically, like a social fraternity that's specifically for like the LGBTQ, like mm-hmm, the gay men, which I thought was cool because I don't know about me, you, but like in growing up in college, it was like no gay men were allowed.
No,
you
not
know
at
what
all.
I mean?
Like it no, was, not a whiff of that.
Yeah.
If they
but yeah,
could
Delta
help
Lambda
it.
Phi.
Yeah.
Was the very first, and as of 2013, the only national fraternity with an emphasis on gay and bisexual men.
Hmm.
Founded in Washington, D.C. in 1986 by Vernon Strickland III. He had a friend who was on his university campus that was denied fraternity membership because people thought he was gay. And then he was like, well, what if we make our own?
Well, you what know, if I am?
Yeah.
What if I am
so,
gay?
Yeah. Which I thought was kind of wonderful.
The other piece of this mm-hmm, that plays into a lot of these porns
yeah,
is hazing.
Oh, sure.
A big part of the frat world.
Right.
Is like that initiation.
Right.
Like
which,
doing
again,
something humiliating.
Dubious consent.
Dubious like, consent. That is what hazing is, dubious
yes,
consent. Like it's within this culture. Be like, we're going to make you do something you don't want to do.
Right.
But you're going to do it in yeah, order to. So a lot of mm-hmm, times that's part of the trope. It's
right,
like, oh, via hazing.
Yes, I have
also,
to do
like,
something.
Read an article where
yeah,
like people in Greek life were like, yeah, that sometimes you gotta suck a dick. Like sometimes
yeah, like,
that happens.
Is a thing. Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Part of the culture.
Part of it. But yeah, so hazing sort of sets it up perfectly, really. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about, we want to do the showdown?
Let's do the showdown.
Okay, cool.
What's
boys
you got?
Pissing, Jaden Taylor frat piss, hardcore sex video, tubeate.com.
So is there piss then?
I think there's, I don't know, call
it's
me
pissing?
Crazy, but there might be piss in that one.
Oh, I love this. Come dump your brother. Hey, just, hey, man, hook a brother up. Like, come dump
just
your brother.
Just come dump him.
Just come
know?
Dump him. Come
yeah,
dump your brother. Come on.
Fraternity fuck fest initiation, next door buddies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Next door buddies.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, adjacent frats? What are we
right,
talking? Like, sorority row? Fraternity row?
Right.
Hetero teenager ass fucked during hazing.
Oh.
Hetero, so we got the straight,
yes,
we got the conversion,
hazing,
we got the like, ooh, he doesn't want to, but he does.
Right.
We got the teenager, that's going to be a porn thing.
Uh-huh.
He's fresh.
He's 18.
He's in college, he's
yeah,
18, he's legal, but he's new to school. We're hazing him, we're fucking him. We see the path there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need to explain it.
No.
You go.
Found frat footage. I love an alliteration.
I love an alliteration. And yeah, like it's a fun little touch for them
yeah,
to be like, oh, but it's real because we
yeah,
found it, you know?
Right.
And then just to throw the alliteration in. Nice move there.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the low-hanging fruit and they plucked it. Gay wire, frat pledges get hazed and humiliated on campus.
Gay wire.
Okay. This just in.
Yeah.
Gays fucked at frat on campus.
This just in on gay wire. I'm getting reports of people fucking on campus. If I had a dollar. What else do I have? Oh, did you say this one? I don't know. It just sounds like at one that you probably already
did. It's just word garbage
yeah,
at this point. Go for
hazing,
it.
Hazing, twinks, ass fucking, and dick sucking.
I didn't say that
but
one.
You could have.
I could have.
You know.
Sounds like something I would say, honestly. Sounds like me. Okay, last one for me.
Yeah.
To join the fraternity, vale tutto, even do what you don't want, watch.
Wow.
So, the important note from Matt, our lovely intern, vale tutto means, vale tutto, I'm probably saying it wrong, we're taking a stab, means anything goes in Portuguese.
Oh.
And it's also the name of an unarmed full contact sport also called No Holds Barred.
Oh, okay.
So I think what we're saying is like...
No holds barred.
Yeah, like to join the fraternity, we're like fighting no holds bars.
Yeah, baby.
Bars, barred. Mm-hmm. Even do what you don't want, watch. That's what they lost me. But basically chaos, physical chaos. Uh-huh. We're wrestling, we're fucking. To join the fraternity, we got to join the like horny fight club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would if I were them.
And I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Jesus.
Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So the first video we're going to talk about is called No Pussy, No Problem.
No Pussy, No Problem, bro.
And this is from Frat X. And I have to say, Frat X was my first
foray.
Yes, into the frat porn world. I'd been watching another video that I really loved. It was sort of like a video that I had been going back to. And Frat X was sort of in the suggested ones in the bottom. So I was like, okay, I'll check it out. And I was like, oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. And then I just went full in, and I was watching, like, all of their videos. To be clear, I do not know much about this company. It's – they, like, really lean into the fantasy of it, and they're saying they're an official fraternity at University of Arizona just outside of Phoenix. But they're hosted by something else called Dark Hall, which is, like, a parent company which has, like, sketchy sex and all those other companies.
So we don't know much about production practices.
I don't know much about the production practices. I mean, you can apply to be a model. They'll fly you out, whatever, and pay you. There's a site. There's a thing.
Rachel's applied.
Yeah,
they're like, we don't take women.
They're like, for the last time, ma'am. we don't want you. And, you know, there's on their site that says, like, you can fill out a request to have a video taken down. So I don't know. That seems nice. Yeah, but I'm like,
request have a video taken down.
Yeah, but I'm like, why?
How did it get up there? What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like suddenly someone decided they didn't want their video on there anymore. I don't know.
Like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I hope what that means is that they're like making these videos, and sometimes people later are like, I no longer want to appear in this, and like, okay, we can take it down. As opposed to like, they're all self-submitted.
No, I don't think they're self-submitted.
I don't think they are if they're, like, interviewing models.
No.
Just because they're like, listen, we have a no revenge porn policy, so, like, you can...
No, I don't think it's... I don't think you can't
If you
submit.
See yourself and you're upset, like, when you're surprised to find out you appeared in porn.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think they don't...
I don't think it's that
no,
kind of
No, because you could apply to be a model.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Confusing though.
Right.
Would love to know more. So this is not an endorsement.
Yeah. So they have, but they have the same people like in all of these videos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this one guy who's in this one who I actually like can't stand, but I feel like it sort of works for it.
Okay. Yeah. Which is the guy that you can't stand?
He's like
stand.
The bottom.
Okay. The brunette.
Yeah.
Who's like, fuck, man. Fuck
yeah.
This.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah. He's like, I'm 3 years, I'm head leader, which like, LOL, what does that mean? Like, I get hosen every night. And then one of the guys is like, you talk too much. And then it just cuts to him like sucking his dick. And then he's like sucking everyone's dick. And he's slipping off the camera. He's like, fuck you. I don't want to suck dick on my Saturday. And like, you know, like he's like, this is not what I thought for like boys' day, you know.
I think we need to set the stage. Yeah, yeah. So like, I mean, it is this chaotic. And a minute in was like, what? And like, this is what was happening. But like, basically it's like dudes sitting around watching the game. And it would be otherwise the scene of just like, fuck you, bro. Pass me that beer. Yeah. Oh, pussy. Like, they're just kind of ribbing each other.
And then
just out of the blue, it's like, fuck you. I don't like to suck dick. Oh, I hate this. And he's sucking dick.
Yes.
So we don't really have an inciting incident that gets us into like, hey, man, I dare you to suck my... They're just like, no, I hate this. And we're doing this. Hey, fuck you, man.
And
just
they're like, looks
ass.
Like you like it, you know? Yeah.
But and it's just so chaotic and sudden.
In some of the other videos, they say like, we have to like, we need money for rent or like we need money for whatever.
Yeah.
So like, but I'm like, how are they getting the money? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
who's paying?
Who's what are they doing?
Yeah. Are they acknowledging the camera and the existence of an audience that funds their operation?
Right.
Not really. Like the story, the setting, the circumstances are not thought out.
No, it's not clear.
It's kind of like we just pump these guys up. Like, okay, you're going to fuck. But you're gonna hate it,
right?
And like,
and he's
and
like,
then
just
that
saying,
just
like,
ensues.
Fuck this, fuck, you know, yeah. Like,
I really was like, you guys, shut up.
I
you
know, I
like,
know. I was like, shut up,
saying like, fuck.
And that's what
this
I'm saying, like,
to
he
each
sucks.
Other.
Yeah, like,
it's so aggressively hateful as it's happening.
Right.
I was like, some of us are trying to fuck.
Yeah,
you know, like, some of us are trying to have a good time here.
Yes, and but there is like a part of it that like is hot to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Say more.
Of like,
I mean, not that I don't understand, but like,
but
I want to invite that part of the dialogue
there is
as well.
Something about it, like the idea of like not wanting to do it, like the dubious consent of it all is like what is hot to me. And I mean, but there is this specific company really teeters on that edge.
Yeah.
You know, in a lot of their videos.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're all. They're like, it's like the same people in all the videos. They're all like fucking, they're all jerking off, getting hard.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I kind of like, I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah.
You know?
I will say, and I'm kind of spoiling the next video we're going to talk about. I wanted to split the difference.
Right.
In tone and pace.
Yes.
Because this one is like a 5-minute video.
Mm-hmm.
And we just jump right in like, hey man, I hate this. Fuck you.
Right.
And it's this weird aggro, like, men as animals just, like, furiously fucking each other and screaming about it. And then we get to the next one where there's, like, too much talking and coercion and just, like, what felt like a full half hour of guys just, like, on a couch next to each other jerking off. Where I was like, get into it.
Yes.
Should we just go ahead and talk about Cribbition?
So the other video, which is because of Frat X, I started looking at because I was, like, kind of, like, worried about, I don't know. Where,
you're
what
like,
I'm
maybe
watching.
There's a more ethical version
I was
of
like,
this.
So I went to Adult Time and I found this because it's called Jerk Buddies. It's called Quit Bitchin' and Fuck Me, Dude.
Starring Rocky Vallarta and Zach McKay.
And Zach McKay. And they're like, you know, they're two straight guys and they're wearing like their backwards hats and they're like gym shorts and they're like, they want to join a college fraternity, but they have to make a video of themselves jerking off together in order to be considered.
To get in the frat. Yeah. So they're not
a
even
little
in
weird.
The frat yet.
Yeah, they're a little weirded out. They're a little unsure, but they really want to get in.
Also, no offense, but neither of these guys is
they said like they were under we're 40? Both 18.
Like I think Rocky Balboa, I was like, what is this like 50 something year old European doing trying to get into this frat?
But I
he has better things to do.
Spoiler alert, this video is firmly in my spank bank. I love it. But I do love and the first time I watched it, I watched every second of it because I was like, I love the logistics. I love them like talking, setting it up. They're like, how do we do this?
Like, what do we do? We're just like start touching each other.
And they're like, and he's like, I don't know, I really don't want to do it. This kind of seems kind of gay. Like, I just like the hazing. Like, you
I will say,
he's like getting cold feet. And then the other guy's like, just like meet me halfway, dude.
Yeah. You know, like, Zach McKay is like running the ship. Yeah. Like, Rocky is like showing a lot more resistance to the idea and is like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's weird. Where Zach is like, honestly, the fact that you're making this so weird is kind of gay.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this guy is
incredible.
On another level.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing some like really interesting coercive shit.
I know.
His that's like clearly games. For the camera, but like his mind games are like on point. I was like, wow. Like,
so then he's like, they're like, they start to like warm each other or warm themselves up.
Yeah.
And they're like, just like in silence, like not looking at each other. And they're sort of like looking at each other's dicks. Like, Zach is uncut. And like, Rocky's like kind of interested. He's like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like,
maybe I can touch that.
Yeah, like, but before they even get there, like at one point they're like legs hit each other and he's like, whoa, bro. And like jerks back. And I was like, I loved that.
Yeah.
You know? He's like, you know, and then he was like, oh, I just kind of want to, he's like, I'm sort of curious, like, I'm just kind of curious, like what it feels like. Cause you like, you have foreskin, you know? He's like, I mean, no homo, bro. Like, go ahead. You know, I love how long it took them to get to it.
See, I just love the 20-minute version of this 40-minute video because it's so drawn out. And like, it's, I think what they're going for is realism. We're like, how long do these guys have to sit on a couch touching themselves before they can like find a way
to like start otherwise crossing that line? Yeah.
And like, they do take a lot of time with things that would take time.
I think that makes it so believable.
No, it's a great point. It's a great point. And like, they also like, they get to fucking and he's like, take it slow, man. Take it. And I'm like, cause they would take it slow.
Was like,
and, I mean, you're like, always going to take anal sex slow, but it doesn't have the porn magic of like just jamming it in and going for
it. I love that. You know, like he's like, oh, so basically, you know, they start talking, touching each other. Then Zach's like, I just have never sucked a dick before. I kind of want to like taste it. Like, what does it taste like? You know? And then he's like, wow, you're a lot better than my girlfriend. Like, she bites a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, like your turn. He's like, whoa, I didn't say that. You know, like I didn't say, and he's like, no, come on. Like, and then they start like sucking each other off. And then he's like, you know, like we could do this thing that like my girlfriend really likes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, like, I'm kind of like, you know, like, I'd let you fuck me if you wanted to, you know? And so then
he says the thing where he's like, you do this stupid thing my girlfriend really likes.
Yeah.
Zach is bent over the couch.
Right. Yeah.
And Rocky's sitting there, just leans over and just like licks his asshole like once. Like,
yeah. And he's like, what do you think about that? Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah. And he's like, that felt really good, man.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Like, I loved how long it took. And then he starts like ribbing him. You know, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, you like that? Like, and he's like, yeah, shit, feels really good, you know? Yeah. And then he's like, you know, like, I'm really eating it. And then he's like, I think I'm ready for your dick. And then, you know, he's like, take it slow or whatever. And then they start fucking. And it was very hot, you know?
Yeah.
It was really hot. And then afterwards, they were like, you know, I think we're totally getting in, you know?
We're totally getting in.
And then
they're like, no, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, like, no homo though. We're definitely not gay.
Right,
like,
right. And then they turn the camera off.
And then furiously make out. Really beautiful touch.
Gorgeous.
Loved that.
I actually gasped.
I gasped. Like when they made out the end, like they turn the camera off and they're like, oh, I fucking want more of that. I was like, this is hot. They did it.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, just for me, I was like, we could have done it in 20.
Right.
We could have done a little bit of movie magic and kept it tight. Mm-hmm. But like, they really did find a kind of realism in this.
Yeah.
That is admirable.
I love this video.
And that has that tension and that like conversion. Like, oh, fuck, I'm really into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll probably watch it again tonight. You know what I mean? It's a classic for me.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. I also love that they kept their like backwards hat.
Hats on the whole time.
Like I was like, and their sneakers. Like I was like, that is the straight outfit. And because like if you're gay, you cannot wear a backwards hat. You will be kicked out of the community. You know? That is simply for straights. You know?
They were doing some cool things. So I started to say was like when we got into this video is like the other one is too aggro and like too resistant to being like, actually I'm into this.
Right.
Like if we had split the difference, whether it's a group of guys or two guys, between being like, oh, man, I don't want to do that. But like, right. Wait, actually, I do.
Gotta do.
And landed on a 10 to 20 minute video where we're like slowly eroding that and slowly warming up to the idea of like, ooh, fuck, actually, you're really good at sucking my dick.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the sweet spot. And I absolutely know that porn exists, but it's fun to be on like both ends of the spectrum.
Uh-huh.
No Pussy, No Problem was like upsetting. It was so weirdly steeped in violence.
Yes.
I was like, like, why are we yelling? Why are we so like, ah, you know?
Yeah.
And then Quit Bitch
That's
and Fuck
like
Me
the
Dude.
On the more extreme scale of their stuff.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Whereas Quit Bitch and Fuck Me Dude was like just so sustained and so much dialogue.
Right.
And listen, if I had like curled up in bed and was like, tonight I'm just watching this porn and like had my tea and my vibe.
Yeah, of course.
Like, probably would have hit the spot. And I would have loved that it was sustained. The fact that I was prepping it for an episode and was like, this is, and like my brain was in like porn brain of like, you've got 10 minutes on my clock to get it done, unless we're doing like multiple scenarios or it's a feature, you know. I like a tight porn. A lot of times when stuff is like half hour long, I'm like, I don't actually need to see every position for a good 5 to 10 minutes, you know? And this was just like drawn out, but my God, when they kissed.
I know, I know. You gasped.
It did. I gasped. I gasped. So well done, Rach. Way to like give us, you know, a sampler of like the full menu of what this genre can be.
I try.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. What can I say?
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on our Instagram, our TikTok, and our YouTube at Girls on Pern. You can find us on our website at girlsonporn.com and also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to be a badass hero of our hearts and leave a 5-star review, we really genuinely appreciate it.
We'd love that.
So feel free to include your Instagram handle so that we can tag it and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.